State lawmakers have pre-filed more than 50 bills in advance of the legislative session. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez has more.
A number of bills this year deal with civil liberties issues. For example, one would put limits on when and how drones could be used in police investigations. A different item would seal off court records in cases that resulted in a dismissal or not guilty verdict. There's also a lot of legislation concerning women's issues, and that was all filed by a trio of Democratic women in the House. One of their bills would reestablish the Commission on the Status of Women, another would require employers to give their workers break time for breastfeeding, and a third would require employers to offer sick leave and allow that leave to be used in situations involving domestic violence or sexual assault. They've also proposed upping the eligibility level for the Denali KidCare Medical Assistance Program to 200% of the poverty line. In 2010, the legislature approved a similar expansion to the program, which serves children and pregnant women, but Governor Sean Parnell vetoed the legislation because a fraction of those funds go to abortion-related services. This go-round, only one piece of bipartisan legislation was offered. A mix of four lawmakers from the House majority and minority caucuses has filed legislation that would make Alaska Native languages like Yupik and Tlingit official languages for the state. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.